Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Being prepared for a foreign animal disease. Back on that in just a moment. Cattle producers, you're invited to the 2017 Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Friday, March 3rd at 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 550 Angus bulls and 50 Hereford bulls that day, starting at 10 a.m. These Express Ranch bulls all have genomically tested EPDs with the Zoetis I50K technology. For more information, go to their website, www.expressranches.com. or give Express Ranches a call at 800-664-3977.
In Oklahoma, there are those who drive pickups and those who understand that it's good to know someone who does. It's not some sort of status thing. We just all work hard at what we do and come together when we need to. Now that's what you call a good policy. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
For now, the most dangerous animal diseases can be found inside the laboratory of facilities at Plum Island, New York. But that's going to eventually change. According to Dr. Kathy Simmons, Chief Veterinary Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the slow motion transfer from Plum Island to Kansas State University in Manhattan continues.
Yes, we are. Currently, all of our foreign animal disease work and any work with foot and mouth disease vaccine or FMD virus is done on Plum Island, which is an island off of New York, as you stated. That will move to a biosecurity safe laboratory in Manhattan, Kansas, as part of the NBAF facility. And that is targeted for sometime around 2022. Seemingly at this point, things seem to be on target, moving along for that. Again, we've had administrative changes here recently, and if the budgets continue to go as they do, we will probably meet that transition period.
How important is it to have these new facilities?
I think it's important to have the new facilities simply because the old facilities limited some of the work that could be done. They're very old, difficult to renovate or do anything for them. I think that having the facility in Manhattan at NBAF should be able to secure the agents and allow us to have some advanced work done with some of these agents.
I know that the industry, you know, not just beef, but pork and some of the other species have talked about, you know, the what if again of a disease like foot and mouth disease, FMD. And there's been a lot of conversation that maybe we're not as well prepared for that as we would like to be.
I think preparedness is a key to success. We certainly know that, and we always strive to be better prepared. I think that's a goal for all of us. And we in the beef industry have taken up what we call the Secure Beef Supply Plan, and that is part of the Secure Food Supply Plans that are financed through USDA and facilitated at Iowa State University with Dr. Jim Ross' group there in the Center for Food Safety and Public Health. And the Secure Beef Supply Plan, we started a couple of years ago. We have a website now, securebeef.org. A lot of information available there. We have color photo booklets that show the lesions for FMD. We have posters that can be put up that are available at the website, both in English and in Spanish. We also are working to develop and solidify plans for the event of an FMD outbreak in the heart of cattle country. We're starting with the feedlot to the packer processor and working on how we can maintain continuity of business for non-infected premises, because I think that's going to be the key. How do we continue to move product, because we know that the disease, foot and mouth disease, is not a food safety or a public health disease. It's an animal health disease. So we need to continue to be able to move product. We need to be able to eradicate the disease, and we need to get back to normal as quickly as possible.
Chief Veterinary Officer of the NCBA, Dr. Kathy Simmons. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Davis Angus invites you to their 2017 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Heifer Sale, Saturday, March 4th at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. 88 bulls will be offered, with 48 of them with low birth weight EPDs suitable for breeding heifers. They will also be offering 10 open registered females and 30 commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of the bulls on their website, davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.